Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. I'm pleased to have with us in the studio, I do believe this is the first time he has joined us before on Local Matters, but Justin Methvin, owner of Methvin Sanitation. Justin, welcome.
Thank you so much, Heather. I sure appreciate it. Not quite owner. My parents started Methvin Sanitation in 1997. And anyway, or at least not completely, but anyway.
I understand. You have no idea. I understand. Uh-huh. Well, hey, tell us about Methvin Sanitation. You've been in this community how many years now?
Since we were awarded the Mountain Home contract mm-hmm. in December of 2012. Mm-hmm. And at that time, Neighbors was going away, and so... It went up to bid, and it went up to bid relatively quickly. It went up to bid, I believe the bid specs were out November 1, and whoever got it was starting December 1. And so that December and January, we were all running around like our hair was on fire or running around like something like that. And so anyway, it was a very busy time, but that doesn't bother us. And right now is a very busy mm-hmm. time because of other changes.
Mm-hmm. There, you guys have been in the Harrison area. That's where the business started, near Harrison. I should say Harmon. You know, Harmon is the location, but you've been over in that area for a long time, and then coming over to Mountain Home. Anything, you know, we kind of have a little rivalry with Harrison, so we just want to make sure everything good over in the Mountain Home area.
Absolutely, absolutely. We love it over here. We enjoy the opportunity that we have to serve this area. Mm-hmm. We love the people we get to work and serve with. Mm-hmm. And anyway, we're very grateful or blessed, as we like to say, mm-hmm. that we get to be over here.
Justin, you've got some changes that are coming up for customers in this area that we need to make sure everyone's aware of.
That's exactly right. So at the last city council meeting, TJ, my brother-in-law, and mm-hmm. I attended, and we spoke with the city, and we talked about providing carts at every location. Mm-hmm. And this has been something that we've been talking to the mayor and to city council mm-hmm. for probably 2 or 3 months, and just because it has to go through the processes a little bit, and the city had questions, and we kind of had to go back and do mm-hmm. a little homework, and anyway. So at the last city council meeting, they voted to amend, and forgive me if that's not exactly the right term, but to change the contract just mm-hmm. a little bit so we can put carts at every location. Mm-hmm. And so the benefit to putting carts at every location, at a very base level, it provides more service for every household. Because prior to this, there was about 10% of the city, it was optional. And so mm-hmm. if you wanted a cart, you could pay an additional a deposit and a little bit extra, and we'd get a cart. And so now everyone in the city limits will have a cart that they can put their trash in. It also helps to helps keep our streets clean. Mm-hmm. With us providing the carts, they're and I'm not saying a dog will never get into your trash, but it makes it a little bit more difficult for mm-hmm. dogs or raccoons or animals to get into the trash, because the carts are very easy to handle. They all have wheels and lids, and they're very easy to handle. And so we really think, and have for a while, that it'll be a good value to the citizens of Mountain Home for us to change to this service. I don't really want to say offer this service, because mm-hmm. it is mandatory. And the reason it's mandatory is because we're changing equipment. That's where it benefits us. Is because we're changing equipment to something called an automated side loader. And so the what I tell everyone that I talk to on the phone, it's the one with the little arm that goes out and grabs it and picks it up. And so this helps from a safety purpose, because we won't have those guys. And our residential crew does an amazing job. I can't say enough good things about our residential crew. They hustle and they do a very good job, and we get very few complaints about them. And so I'm not... By any means, I'm not demeaning them, but this will help from a safety point of view, because mm-hmm. we won't have those guys out running around on the street and running around in traffic a little yeah. bit.
And your like guys I said, literally do run. I mean, they mm-hmm. run from container to container. If you haven't seen them, I'm like, this has got to be one of the hardest jobs in this area. I mean, because they are hustling.
They are hustling. And I spoke with our route supervisor I guess day before yesterday when it was 35 and rainy because we are, for the most part, rain or shine. When it's icy, we can't run, obviously, because we run big equipment, but they were out there and I've done it before. And that is, in my opinion, it is one of the most physically demanding jobs because you are both running and lifting all day. My dad, when I was on the route, I used to be on that route in Harrison 8 years ago or something like that. Mm-hmm. And not every day, but almost every day I came in, he'd say, "You been lifting weights, son?" and so it's been kind of a running joke since then. He still uses it with other people. Yeah. But it is very physically demanding. And so this will help save those guys' backs. Like I said, save those guys from being from potentially being in an accident. We try to operate as safely. Mm-hmm. Everyone tries to operate safely, but we pride ourselves on being very safe. And so, anyway, it will help us better protect our guys. And we get to add value for the citizens of the Mountain Home at the same time. And so that's part of why we propose this to the mayor and to the city. The other thing is kind of the way we've done it with the three tiers, it offers more service levels to encourage recycling. We have recycling carts. It's a blue cart with a yellow lid that says recycling only. And anyone that would like to participate in recycling, we do curbside recycling in the city limits of Mountain Home. I spoke with someone. We've offered that since the beginning of the contract, so since December of 2012, but that wasn't something that everyone knew about. And so that was part of what we wanted to bring up in our letter, and that's part of what we want to push. Sounds like a negative word. Encourage is much better. That's part of what we want to encourage by offering the three service levels, is because if you can get by with a smaller cart and recycle more, then that's win-win as well. Then your trash bill goes down. Then less garbage goes in the landfill, and then more gets recycled.
Tell me about your recycling. Is it an additional cost to have the recycling container?
It's not. There is no additional cost. It's part of the contract. Anyone that that wants a recycling container, all you have to do is call our office. Now, I'm going to say we'll bring you one. Right now, we have a bunch of carts to deliver because of what we're doing. And so I've prefaced this statement to everyone that I've talked to on the phone. We'll bring you one. I don't know exactly when we will bring you one because we do have a lot of carts to deliver. And so, but that being said, anyone that wants to take advantage, anyone that lives in the city limits of Mountain Home that wants to take advantage of the curbside recycling, call us and we'll put you on a list and we'll deliver a cart. It's picked up on the same day as your trash. In the past, we would tell people to make sure they put it away from their trash because the guy's out there, because they are hustling.
But now it's going to be a separate container, and so you can just put them side by side.
That's exactly right. You can put your... So the trash ones are blue with a black lid, and the recycling ones are blue with a yellow lid that say recycling only. You don't have to sort your recycling. When I recycle, we do ask that you rinse out anything that had food in it, just for cleanliness purposes, just for stinkiness. It's not a real scientific word, but anyway, stinkiness purposes. And so when we take it to Baxter Day Services, so it can be as clean as possible. And so we ask that people rinse out anything that had food in it, but it can go in the recycling container mixed. And so you don't have to separate anything. It can all go in there together.
You make it so easy to recycle because you don't have to separate anything. You don't have to have plastic here and glass. You know, you just, everything goes in one bag and then you guys take it from there.
And that's I've long believed, anything. If you make it easier to do, more people will do it. And so I've long believed that if we can put recycling carts at all or most people, and obviously anyone that wants to, if we make it easier, then more people will recycle, and those people will recycle more. Because I mean, anything, the more difficult you make it, the less it's going to happen, and myself included. I mean, nobody likes doing things that are hard things and whatnot. But anyway, that was what we wanted to accomplish by doing this, was to, as I said, both encourage people to recycle and make it easy to recycle.
Well, I can tell you from a customer perspective, it is working because we use your recycling service, and have a three-year-old, and he got onto my husband the other night because my husband was trying to put a can in the regular trash, and he said, no, no, that's recycling. So if we make it easy for everybody and then those young kids absorb what we're doing, we're going to be in a much better shape as the years move on.
That's exactly right. I can tell you about the exact same story about my nephew Bronson. He is a recycling fanatic in the best way possible. My sister and my brother-in-law can tell you that anytime he sees any recycling in the trash, he digs it out, and he may go find who he think is the culprit to remind them that this is recycling. But yeah, you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. That if we can make that a habit from a very young age, mm-hmm. kids will recycle. It'll just be what you do. And so there won't be the learning curve that it's taken me or a bunch of people that didn't necessarily grow up recycling. So
they're not even old enough to be able to pronounce the word recycling, but they know what to do. It's mm-hmm. pretty cool.
That's very good.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting with Justin Methven of Methven Sanitation. Changes coming to any city customers of Methven here. What's the date again, Justin? When's all this going to start happening?
It's already happening. We didn't vote. City Council voted on it a couple, 3 weeks ago. And shortly thereafter, basically, we were waiting on them to approve it mm-hmm. because we wanted to make sure that this was something that the city wanted to do before we bought all the carts. And so as soon as that happened, we got carts ordered, and we got carts very quickly. Mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised at how quickly we got the carts. And so as soon as we got the carts, we started delivering them. And so I want to apologize for any confusion because of that, because they came quicker than I expected. And so
which never happens.
Yeah. And so many people got carts before they got the letter explaining what was going on.
Well, several questions I have. Let's start with them. For any of the Methven customers who currently already have one of your carts, what do they need to do?
I have a list that I got from the water department. And so we have been actively for the last 2 or 3 weeks trying to contact those people. Because if you had a cart prior to this, then it was a 95-gallon cart. And so as it should be illustrated in the letter, that everyone in the city limits of Mountain Home should have got. And anyone, if you didn't get it, feel free to call our office and I'll be happy to email one, or we can put it in snail mail, or we can do whatever. We can get one to you. But anyway, if you had a 95 cart already, then your water bill will change a little bit. It will go up, I believe, a dollar or so if you had a 95 cart and you want to keep a 95 cart. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people that we've talked to just had the 95 cart just to get mm-hmm. a cart, and that was all we offered. Mm-hmm. And so the vast majority of people that I've talked to that said, well, I have the 95 now, but I don't really need that much. And so we're able to bring them a 65-gallon mm-hmm. cart, and that's fine. That serves their purposes, mm-hmm. and it saves them a dollar on their water bill every month.
And there's even a smaller cart if they choose, correct?
That's correct.
There's three different carts.
There's a 35-gallon, a 65-gallon, and a 95-gallon. Mm-hmm. And so the 35-gallon, and so the 35-gallon is replacing our one-bag service. And so originally there was a one-bag service, and if you... Mm-hmm. We call it low volume also. If you only had that much mm-hmm. trash, then you'd let us know. We'd let the mm-hmm. water department know, and it'd change on your water bill. Now we have a 35-gallon cart, which is going to replace, for lack of a better word, that service. And so those people, if you are already on the low volume service, we will bring you a cart, and your water bill will not change. And for anyone that has the 65-gallon cart, if you see that, or if you're using that and you think, I am never filling this dude up, feel free to contact us and we can switch you down to a 95-gallon cart. Kind of as we talked about earlier, this in tandem with encouraging the recycling. Yeah. That's really one of the goals mm-hmm. is to encourage anyone mm-hmm. to recycle. Put everything you can in the recycling cart and then throw away as little as possible, and it saves a little bit on your water bill, the more so you can do that.
Because there are people like me who have the 95-gallon cart, but then are like shoving it down as much as possible because we blame the kids for everything, but you know, we have all this trash.
Yes. I'm the same way. We have a family of six, and so
there's I bet you have more than one 95-gallon container.
We generate a lot of trash. But anyway, that's also the benefit to offering different service levels. And yeah. So there's less of a one-size-fits-all. And so if you are a smaller family, or if you use less trash, or if you can recycle more, go with as small one as you can get away with. And if you can't, like I said, for people that do want to keep the 96, I think it's only about $1.50 more than what the 96 was before we changed this. And so it's not drastically more expensive. I understand drastically is a relative term, but anyway, $1.50 a month. I mean, that's like less than a cup of coffee. That's a cheeseburger at McDonald's. And so anyway, if you have extra trash, then that's how it works. And so vice versa of what I talked about, anyone that we place a 65-gallon cart at your location and you see it and say, I am going to fill that up and some every month, just contact us and we'll get you the right size cart, and we'll let the water department know so they can adjust accordingly.
And just a reminder, if you're a customer of Methvin and you did not have a Methvin container, you will now, your company will deliver the 65-gallon container to a resident and their bill will not change.
That's exactly right. But yeah, if you didn't have a cart already, you'll get a 65, and your bill will not change at all.
Do we have to call you guys to say, hey, I'm one of your customers and I did not have one of your containers?
You don't have to do anything. I've got a list from the water department. Now, I'm going to add a little caveat to that. We're doing Ward 1 right now. I believe we are, if not done with Ward 1, almost done with Ward 1. And I had to do that to see what people were going to want. Right. And so so we would know how many of each size of cart we would need. And so when we talked to the city, we said, we'll do this. We'll do Ward 1. Mm-hmm. And then approximately 45 to 60 days after that, we'll do Ward 2. And then we won't have to wait again. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, we'll already know about the service levels that everyone's going to want. And so we have everyone on a list based on the service level they're getting now. Anyone that's low volume, we're going to go ahead and deliver the 35s. Anyone that has the regular volume, we will deliver those. But it could be, and this may not be exactly 60 days, but it could be the middle of April or even early May before we get a cart to you. So anyone, if you don't have a cart, don't worry. Keep doing exactly what you were doing. Same thing with recycling. Even if you've ordered a recycling cart and we don't have one yet, just keep doing what you're doing until we drop containers off at your house.
That was my next question. You know, what's the timeline? What's the time frame on all this? You know, and we just need to sit back and let you guys do your job and everything's going to be fine.
That's exactly right. And so by May, we should have all of these containers delivered. The dust will have settled a little bit. We should be able to go on and keep on trucking.
If you want a recycling container, you do need to notify your office to order one.
That's exactly right. Call us and put us on a list. Mm-hmm. Another question that's come up a few times, this will not, I say will not in any way, there will still be the spring and fall cleanups.
Good. That's very important.
we will still do that. We will still, every year at Christmas time, we kind of loosen the reins. And so I know that a lot of people, you'll have boxes and you'll have odds and ends at Christmas time. And so we'll still be a little bit, we'll still be lenient at Christmas time to make sure that we get everything taken care of.
One question, if someone was already using your recycling service but had their own recycling container, can they continue to put that out? Or will a recycling container magically appear, or we have to call your office to get one?
Kind of yes to all of the above. Right now, anyone I'm talking to, I tell them, if you want to go ahead and keep using your own, keep using your own. Probably after the dust settles a little bit, we may start running the recycling route with the truck with the arm as well. And so then at that time, we would start encouraging And encouraging sounds so much better than requiring, but I'm using them kind of interchangeably for this purpose. But encouraging people to let us put you a cart there. We will also, at that time, our guy that runs the route, I've asked him to kind of start formulating a list. Mm-hmm. And so if you are the last one or one of the last ones on your block to not have a cart, it would be something that... That it may show up there one day, but yeah. I'd encourage anyone that wants one, call our office. We'll get you on a list.
It's free. Recycling is totally free.
That's exactly right. It's part of the service that you're paying for on your water bill. Yeah. It's the same day.
So you might as well recycle.
You mm-hmm. can take both carts out at the same time, put them right next to each other. A little bit of gap between them so the grabber can grab them, but still, for the most part, right next to each other. And then at the end of the day, you can bring them both in at the same time.
What's the phone number for us to call if, you know, to order any of these things or to get more information?
Our phone numbers are, I'll give you two. The first one is 870-430-2181. And the second one is 870-741-8095.
All right.
And both of them ring at both offices. They're both kind of interchangeable. Mm-hmm. And so give us a call if you have any questions, if you need a copy of the letter that I've referenced a couple times, or if you want to get on the recycling mm-hmm. list, or if you need anything else. Those aren't the only reasons you can give us a call. If you have other questions or if you need anything, mm-hmm. feel free to give us a call and we'll get you taken care of.
Do you pick up tree limbs?
We do pick up tree limbs to utilize the yard waste service. Someone would have to go to the water department, and we sell little green tags. And I'm not going to tell you a dollar amount because I don't want to be a liar. They're either 75 cents or a dollar. I don't know exactly how much they are.
I think they're a dollar. I've purchased them before. I think they're a dollar.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds right, but... If you need or if you want to utilize the yard waste service, mm-hmm. you would have to purchase tags, and they would have to go either on a bag of leaves or on mm-hmm. a bundle of limbs, mm-hmm. and you would need to call our office. We do that. We run that route right now on Friday, mm-hmm. and so you would need to notify us that I live on 12345 Maple Street, mm-hmm. and I'm going to have yard waste today. And so then we make a route from that, and we send... maybe Thomas. I'm not sure if Thomas is doing it right now, but I believe Thomas is running the yard waste route. And so he goes out and he collects all those. But you have to let us know.
Well, just a good reminder, because we're supposed to get some wind later today and some storms, and we're moving into the spring season. So lots of different things going on at Methvin Sanitation. Justin, we appreciate you taking time. And again, if you're a customer and you have any questions about the new system being implemented, as we speak, you know, new containers are being delivered and you can get your new recycling containers. Don't hesitate to call and ask any of your questions to Methvin Sanitation. You can also, you got all of it on Facebook and all those different places.
That's correct. We really encourage people, and this is kind of a little bit of a different animal, but we really encourage people to go to our Facebook, because mm-hmm. when there is anything weather related, we'll put that on Facebook. A lot of times when there are schedule changes, we'll put that on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And with regards to recycling, I believe the list of what we can and can't take is on Facebook as well. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people may not know what is and isn't recycling. I tell people, just because it has the little recycling center on the bottom of it doesn't mean that we can take it. And so anyway, go to our Facebook and we answer questions there as well. We get lots of people that send questions through Facebook, and I don't have any problem in the world communicating with someone that way, if you please.
You need to come back, because we could do a whole different show on what you can and can't recycle, for sure. So, but go to Facebook and check that out. Justin, we appreciate you taking time this Saturday.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.